Well, this feels good. We are actually doing our first live show in about a year and a half, and we get to come to our favorite place, Pizza Barn in Princeton, with the proprietor, the owner, Jody Stay, is here with us. This is, of course, Preps Today with John Millay. This is our prep show at TalkNorth.com. John, we got to walk in and hug Jody Stay. I mean, hugging anybody is a good deal, but getting to hug Jody and be here, this is kind of a nice feeling for us.
It's very nice, Jim, to get in the car and drive up here knowing we're going to have human interaction
and pizza and
see Jody. And I think I talked last week, I've seen my grandson for the first time in 16 months and hugged our kids and shook hands with some of my neighbors the other day while we were out mowing the lawn, and to see Jody and be back here at the Pizza Barn, it's like, this, okay, we're back, we're fully back now, and it's fantastic.
We are going to run our usual show. We're also going to chat with Jody about Pizza Barn, but also about what she does around the community and some additions she's made. I got to say, Jody, you know, every business took a hit of some kind during the pandemic and the shutdown. You added a food truck, and now it sounds like you might add another food truck. That's pretty impressive work.
We did add a food truck. We found a food truck in Michigan last October, and we spent the winter getting it ready, and it rolled out April 3rd, and so we're all over the state, not just local. We're in the metro, we're outstate, we're wherever we can be. The furthest has been Hayfield, which was my favorite event so far.
How far away is Hayfield?
Oh, I suppose it's a little over 2 hours from here.
Okay, yeah.
How does that baby do on the highway? It's comfortable?
No, it's not comfortable at all. It's loud and it's uncomfortable, okay. But it gets us from point A to point
all B. Right. And I also know you're going to be going to my wife's school here in the next week or so. So, you know, you can, with that food truck, you can do pretty much anything you want, it sounds like.
We can. We're actually at Princeton schools here as they wind down their school year tomorrow and Friday. And then, of course, at your wife's school on next Monday and Maple Grove schools next Thursday. So this is a good way to kick off the summer for all these school districts that are winding it down.
I keep hearing from my wife's colleagues that cheesecake on a stick is going to be a very popular
item. I'll make sure to prepare much.
Yes.
Cheesecake on a stick.
All right, so let's get to some prep news and views here with John. We'll check in again with Jody here in a minute. And Jody, I mean, you're a big high school sports supporter. Feel free to just join in anytime you have something to say you want to add.
Okay.
But John, with you, let's start with state tournament news.
Yeah, we're having state tournaments, Jim. Kind of one that goes under the radar, the state robotics tournament. We had it last weekend, a lot different than usual because it was virtual. Normally, it's at Williams Arena. It's just a show. The sound, the lights, the action, it's really fun. It's one of my favorite things. This was virtual, so it was different. But let's congratulate the robotics team from Faribault High School. They earned their first state championship. The runner-up was Eagle Ridge Academy, which is in Minnetonka. Eastridge and Woodbury finished third. And normally, the way these things work, three teams work together. They're on one side of the competition floor with their robots. Three teams on the other side are working together. They call them alliances. Normally, we have three teams that are all state champions, but because this was virtual, they couldn't work together. So that's why it's a little different this year. And we're in the midst of section tournaments and basically everything in the spring sports realm here. Pretty soon we're going to be hitting state tournaments. And by soon, I mean next week. We're going to have the boys state tennis tournament next week. Generally, those are held at two indoor sites, Baseline Tennis Center at the University of Minnesota and an indoor facility in South Minneapolis. They're not available. I don't think the university is letting anybody use any of their facilities yet. So these will be outdoors, which will be an interesting concept. We're not used to outdoor state tennis tournaments, but Class A will be at St. Cloud Tech. Beautiful tennis facility. I was there earlier. I was there in the fall. And AA, the big schools, will be at Prior Lake. And I don't think I've mentioned on here the state baseball tournament sites. That'll be in a couple weeks. Again, different this year. Normally, CHS Field, home of the Saints, would be used. Siebert Field, again, the U of M would be used. They're not available. So Class 1A and 2A will play at St. Cloud, where they have two fantastic ball fields right next to each other. 3A will be in Jordan, 4A in Chaska. We know about those great ballparks. And all four baseball state championship games will be held at Target Field again. That's the great news. On June 18th, that's a Friday. In case of rain, it'll be moved back a day. And I just learned this today. If you're going to go to a state tournament that sells tickets, all these tickets are being sold online. We're not having ticket booths. And keep looking at the MSHSL.org. Easy for me to say. There will be details on how to get those tickets.
Cool. By the way, I'm getting way ahead of myself, and we'll be talking about this on many other shows. But the way everything's going, are you envisioning a fairly normal fall?
Absolutely. Yeah, just in the last 6 weeks, you know, I think we're really starting to see that now. I think we'll be back to normal. I think we'll have full state tournaments, which we didn't have last fall. I don't see any issues. You never know. Clearly, you never know. But yeah, I think by the fall, I think we're going to have a great summer. I think by the fall, everything will be right where we want it to be.
Beautiful. If you're new to this show or the network, this is TalkNorth.com. You can find all of our shows at that website. Best way to listen, subscribe to your favorite podcast app. It's free. It just makes listening easy. We have lots of cool people on the network. Cheryl Reeve, Anthony LaPanta, Michael Russo, Jeff Diamond, John Millay, John Krasinski. I can't even remember all the people we have sometimes. We have tons of outdoor content. We keep adding new shows. We appreciate everyone who has listened. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Talk North Pod to see the shows as they are released. That's an easy way. And this gentleman to my left is Brandon Morton. He's been our producer the entirety of the, ever since we started the network a handful of years ago. Thanks to Brandon for his work. So let's get to no hitters and perfect games. That's also a line we could use that line. You're talking about Major League Baseball. It sounds like it's happening at the prep level as well.
Not the Minnesota Twins, but other Major League Baseball teams. Yeah. On Monday, you know, it was Memorial Day, and I always, you know, you think about the veterans on Memorial Day. I think of my dad, who was in the Navy in World War II, my uncle Jim, my dad's a big brother who was in on the Normandy invasion, and they both lived long, full lives. But it was a beautiful day. I went to Randolph to watch a softball game, and we talked about the Randolph baseball and softball teams a couple weeks ago. They're the only school with unbeaten teams in both of those sports, and I did a story about them. But since my daughter had to be taken to the emergency room that day, and everything's fine, I didn't get to Randolph to watch those teams play. But so I went down Monday, and I got there a little bit late, and I was blown away just by the scene on a beautiful Memorial Day afternoon, a 4:30 game. There had to be 1,000 people there in a town of 500. It was astonishing. They were four deep, you know, down the fence line. The field's right at the school. There's the playground for the elementary kids is there. That was packed with kids. People had their dogs. It was just a great afternoon. I'm so glad I drove down there. And this Randolph softball team is really, really good. They're the top-ranked team in Class A. They scored 16 runs in the third inning, which that's what teams do against the Twins, right? I think that's, and they beat Kenyon Wanamingo 20-0 in four innings. And they've got some real talented kids on that softball team. Their pitcher, Morgan Adi, threw 51 pitches. She struck out 12. It's a four-inning game. And according to my Iowa math, she struck out every batter she faced. And it was a perfect game, her 13th career no-hitter. And we've talked about Hayfield. Jody mentioned taking the food truck down to Hayfield. You know, I've been down there this spring, talked about their softball and baseball teams. They finished the regular season in baseball in style. A junior pitcher named Nolan Clocky tossed a no-hitter. They beat Waterville, Elysian, Morristown 8-0. Kid struck out 14. Only two hitters got on base. He walked one and hit a batter with a pitch. So the Hayfield Vikings baseball team ended the regular season 19-0, and now these section tournaments, like I said, they're going. These teams are playing, and it's a great time of the year just to know we're having normal tournaments. We're going to have normal state tournaments. It's going to be great.
Let's get to some milestones and more, and then I want to talk to Jody a little bit about Princeton.
This news broke today. Mike Randolph is the boys hockey coach up at Duluth East. He's been there for a long time. He's taken 18 teams to the big school state hockey tournament, won championships in 95 and 98, had six teams finish state runner-up. There's some controversy with this. It looks like he was pushed out. The school board made the decision, apparently. Mike, this is a high school coach. He's going to have a news conference on Friday. So this is this is unheard of. A high school coach, and he was out of the job years ago. There was some Some people were upset with him. I don't know what it was. He was exonerated, and I expect this may be a similar deal. It couldn't have anything to do with the fact that his last two teams had losing records. You don't think that figured in at all? I don't know. But as somebody said to me today, parents are going to parent. I don't know what the situation is.
I was talking to my sister today, and she's worked in – now she's over in Germany. Her husband's working for the Defense Department or whatever. But she's worked in schools. And she, you know, we ended up on the topic of helicopter parents. She said there's a new phrase, lawnmower parents.
I've heard it.
I hadn't heard it before. That's a great phrase.
Yep. Just mow
everything out of the way so your kid can just walk on through.
That's right. No tall grass for your kids.
Man.
Yeah, we'll see what develops there up in Duluth East. Some great little news items at Mounds Park Academy. Dan Ethier has been the cross-country coach. She only gave him 29 years, and now he's retiring, so... Dan took three teams to state, had six all-state runners and two state champs. Congratulations, Dan. Chatfield baseball coach Brian Baum, he won his 300th game recently. It's a pretty good family story because Brian's father was the coach there before him. I don't know why his father goes by Molly Baum. I don't know what his real name is, but he's in the Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame, and the field at Chatfield is named after him. St. Anthony Village softball coach Lamar Brendemule, he won his 300th game with the Huskies. And they had a cool deal. They had athletes from the past 18 years. That's how long Lamar's been there. Representing all those teams came and gathered with the coach after he got that milestone win. A cool tweet from the Rogers High School baseball team that said, shout out to St. Louis Park Baseball for top-notch class and sportsmanship. Sending their best wishes and a get-well burrito to our shortstop who broke his nose on an 85-mile-per-hour bunt deflection.
A get-well burrito is so much better than a get-well car.
Send me that burrito. I'm not feeling well. And they said, this is the model of sportsmanship. Kudos to Coach Brian Kelly with St. Louis Park Baseball. And this is a really successful high school basketball coach, Mark Tuckscherer at Champlin Park. He has stepped down. I think he wants to spend more time with his kids. He took teams to state in 2010, 2015, 17, and these were state championship caliber teams, but they played in two state championship games against Apple Valley, and Apple Valley won both of those. So Mark's a good guy. We may see him back coaching at some point, but he had some great talent at Champlin Park and did a lot with them.
We will get to the MSHSL board news. Want to remind you, I've started my own show on the network. It's called Blocked and Muted with Jim Suhan. Last week, my guest was Troy Hawkins. Half the show is my opinions. Half the show is a guest. We've had Lindsey Whalen, Mike Vec, and LaTroy was great last week. So that's been a lot of fun. We've added Lavelle Neal to our baseball show, Chin Music, along with Roy Smalley. And we hope to add some more shows here soon. Question for Jody and John. Because, you know, I covered preps at one point in my career, but I don't spend as much time around preps as I used to. What is the state of prep sports these days? Are you encouraged? Do you like what you see? Do you have concerns? I know I'm talking really big picture here, but I think you get the idea where I'm going.
Want to start, Jody? What do you think?
The state of prep sports. Well, having three kids that have participated in activities and athletics all through high school, I've had a great experience as a parent. And I'm winding down my prep sports parenting career here after next season as my son will graduate from high school in 2022. But I think it's just on a great pace, positive. I have had a positive experience here in Princeton. And when Princeton has made it to, you know, section tournaments, state tournaments, it's been a wonderful experience no matter where we've gone. When we go up north and we play the Duluth schools, when we go into the metro area to play state tournaments, it's been nothing but positive. For us as a family.
That's great to hear.
And John, you're always
not surprised at all.
Stories as well.
Yeah, Jim, nothing's perfect. But what I always tell people ask me about other things I did before covering high school sports. And I talked about, you know, 15 years as a sports desk person, which was the greatest training anybody could have. You know, editing SID columns for 15 years, that'll give you some carpal tunnel and other issues. But covering pro sports for years at the paper. I always tell people, I don't think there's enough money in the world to get me to go back to writing about pro sports on a full-time basis because this is so much fun. It's not perfect. There are always issues. Most of them have nothing to do with what's happening on the court or the field. It's you know, financial issues with the high school league is a current one. Sportsmanship issues, mostly with fans. It'd be nice if that one went away. I'm not optimistic we're going to solve that, but we do all we can. And this has been quite the year, clearly. And I put a thing on John's Journal today, a request for seniors who are graduating this year. I want them to write about what this has been like and send those to me, and I'll post them. Just the ups, the downs, who helped you get through this? How did you help each other get through this? Who's had the biggest impact? What have you learned? What memories will you have to tell your own kids someday? But overall, despite the last more than a year, which has not been fun, I think high school sports in Minnesota, I can't speak for any other state, we're in a good spot. We really are. And I think some of that is we really learned to appreciate this. Last spring when we didn't have anything, there were no sports, that was clearly the low point. And in the fall, we didn't have any state tournaments. Some sports didn't have section tournaments. Not great, but we made it through all that. And I've had so much fun this spring going to track meets and baseball and softball games and lacrosse games. I'm going to go watch state tennis next week and, you know, cross your fingers for the weather. But like I've told, I've had this discussion with a lot of athletic directors. Remember the old days when the biggest issue with spring sports was the weather? You know, and that's like, you know, what a blessing that would be now. And it kind of is. I think we all feel blessed that everything's back. The pandemic's under control. There's Jim Muckenhorn sitting there. Hey, Muck, how you doing? I think we're in a good spot. Again, nothing's perfect, but we're pretty close to perfect in Minnesota.
And Jody, we talk about your pizzas and your business a lot, but you know, one thing I hear every time I come over here, or I even get messages from some people, is you really pay attention to what the community needs. You employ kids, you work around their schedule so they can play sports and have a job here. So just tell me about your business. Because, you know, we talk about your business a lot, but this is a great chance for us to hear from you.
Well, we've been in Princeton here for 38 years. My parents started it when I was a young girl.
You still are.
Thanks, John. And so we just are working on expanding through food trucks, as we talked about before, and that's taken off better than I could have ever imagined. We've had this in the works for about 3 years, and we put it on the back burner with COVID, because when you can't gather and there's not large events, it's probably not a risk you want to take. And we knew we'd have to come out of it sometime, so like I said before, we jumped on the food truck bandwagon last fall. We built it out over the winter, and in the spring we got it rolling, and thankfully our restaurant is open up 100% now, and we're booking up like crazy with that food truck. We're all over the place. I mean, private events, we're doing grad parties, we're doing breweries. I've been talking to the head baseball coach down at Hayfield, trying to get back down there for a youth baseball tournament late in July. So we're kind of open to trying anything. And then after the busy season, we're just going to kick back and try to figure out what works for us. What's our niche? And where's food truck number two going to go? So we're just going to keep moving forward and get the Pizza Barn name out there and continue doing hashtag thank a ref. We like to get up to the games, no matter what the game is, be it gymnastics, swimming, baseball, basketball, football. You know, we try to hit them all. And we're doing fundraisers with the food truck as well. So we've had the food truck up at a couple of baseball games. They're not serving much besides candy and pop at this point, and people want a meal. And so we'll go park up at the ball field, and they can get a quick bite to eat, and we donate 20% of our proceeds to the baseball booster club. Wow. So we hope that moves forward this fall with football and other sports as well.
That's great. You can find the menu, the pizza of the month, everything else at pizzabarnprinceton.com. You can also go to Facebook and see shots of the food truck and the food truck menu, which is pretty evolved for a food truck. And like I said, my wife and her colleagues are really looking forward to you having coming over there. But we appreciate working with you. We appreciate everything you do up here. And thanks for being with us today. John, why don't you tell us more about the MSHSL board news?
Yeah, this is basically my last item on our agenda, Jim. The board of directors met yesterday in person. This was another great sign, not in our office, which is kind of a small space for 20 board members, a bunch of staff people, but in a hotel, big room, everybody was spaced out. it was just good to see these people in person. They've been having Zoom meetings, you know, since a year ago, February, last in-person meeting. So we've had people who've been on this board for more than a year. I never met them till yesterday. So it was nice to see everybody. There were no huge decisions made here, no great big headlines, which is another sign that things are returning to normal, because these meetings have generated headlines over the last year, just trying to get through the pandemic. The only thing I'll mention, they elected officers for the 2021-22 school year. Three great people: Tom Jerome, the superintendent, Rozo, he'll be the president of the board; Troy Stein, the activities director and assistant principal at Edina High School; Troy will be the vice president; and Jim Smokovich, who's the principal at Eastridge High School, he'll be the treasurer. They're all quality people, and they'll do a great job for our kids.
So I'll ask a question that either or both of you can answer. Let's say I'm living in the Twin Cities and I just have a hankering for outdoor, small town, high school baseball and or softball. What town do you go to?
In the Twin Cities?
No.
Outside of?
You know, kind of if you want to get outside the metro.
I had such a good time in Randolph on Monday, and I live in the South Metro. It's a half hour from my house. But you wouldn't know you're only a half hour out of the metro, because it's a small town. I had to stop in Northfield and get gas, because I'm so dumb, my gas light came on, and I was not going to make it home, and it's Memorial Day. So I missed the first inning, because I veered off to Northfield to get gas, and I was talking to Dennis Traum, the softball coach, after the game. I'm explaining how dumb I am. My gas light comes on, and there's not a gas station within 15 miles of me, and so I missed the first inning. And he said, well, you could have come to the, I know there's like one convenience store in Randolph. He said, oh, you could have come to Woody's or Bob's or whatever it's called. And I said, are they open on Memorial Day? He said, I don't know. I think you can pay with a card at the pump if they're closed, but that was no guarantee. I wasn't going to risk it and have to call him to bring me some gas. But yeah, that's really fun. The setup in Hayfield is great. Jody's been down there. There's just so many, you know, and I'm a small town guy. My hometown is 800 people. These are my people. And I'd have a hard time coming up with a place that I've been to that I didn't enjoy. That's the thing. And, you know, I can't think of any that I haven't had a good time at. But Randolph, you know, they have a great softball team, and they have this great field and big crowds. And it's section playoffs. It's exciting. They're hoping to get to state, maybe win a state championship. And everybody's, you know, in a small town, everybody's behind the kids. It's just great.
What's summer going to be like for you this year?
Short. It always is, because by the time we wrap up all of our state tournaments, our clay target shooting one is the last one. That's basically the end of June. July is kind of my downtime. Whatever vacation I have, I'll usually take it in July. By August 1st, we're ramping back up. A couple weeks ago, I was doing this from Northern California. We were visiting our grandson for the first time in 16, 18 months, and we're going back at the end of July. We're going to go back and make one more trip and hang out with our son and daughter-in-law and grandson and spend some time there. And yeah, other than that, I'll also be in Orlando. This is a work trip. The National Federation has their summer conference every year where people from all the governing bodies of all the states, all the high school associations get together. It's in a different city each year. I've never been to Orlando. I'm not that excited about Orlando around the 4th of July, but
it sounds like a punishment, but yeah. Enjoy it.
It does. And it's one of these deals, you know, there's workshops and meetings and you're kind of at it all day. And then whoever goes from our office and from our board will have a dinner one of those nights. And then the last night they have a big Hall of Fame dinner. They induct people into the National High School Hall of Fame, which is always neat. We don't have any Minnesota Hall of Famers this year, but you know, one of the last ones was the late Bob McDonald from Chisholm. He was inducted. It was in Boston several years ago. It was just a riot because his entire family was there and it was just so much fun. So this will be low key. It'll be 4 days in Orlando and get home and then face summer, face July, which will be okay.
How about you, Jody? Do things slow down at all during the summer?
Not for me, not yeah. This year. Not with that food truck and how busy that is, and you know, getting all of our customers back here into the restaurant. It's been great to see everybody's faces again and step out in the dining room and it's open and nobody has masks on, and it's been great getting back into the groove of things, and I'm just looking forward to the summer and looking much different than last summer.
Yeah.
So. And we just talked to the athletic director today of Princeton, Darren Labs, and he scheduled the Mississippi 8 Leadership Summit here in Princeton later this summer, early fall. And I'm hoping we can get another MSHSL official recruiting day where we work on getting some more new MSHL officials.
There's one coming up on Zoom.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't work for the food truck.
I can't feed people pizza over Zoom.
If anybody can, you'll figure it out.
But you recruited my daughter, and she is a volleyball official.
Excellent.
And she
That's
loves
right.
it. It's a great way to get through college.
Good. So I know nothing about running a business, but what has this been like for you, this whole pandemic with all these restrictions? And how do you survive that?
I think it was just tough to keep up on the constant changing of what we could and could not do. Right when you feel like you've got things figured out for how many people you could have in here and what the protocol was and what the mandates were, something would change. And you wanted to make sure that you did it right, your employees did it right. If, you know, someone is exposed or diagnosed with COVID, you know, how do you deal with that with your employees and your staff? And it was just staying on top of all the information and the protocol that we had to follow, because you don't want to put anybody at risk. So that was the toughest part for me. And then not seeing our customers. I mean, we've been around 38 years. So we get the same people in all the time, and to not see them for so long. It's just been great to see all their faces back in here again.
And that's one thing we've noticed when we've been over here is everybody who walks in, you know.
No, I'm waving, or they walk by me, they poke me, and, you know, make sure that I know that they're here. And yeah, it's great.
There are no strangers at the pizza bar.
No, not after this many years. It's a small town, so there's that aspect of it. But, you know, with this place being around as long as it has been, this is kind of the place. Even when you move away from Princeton, when you come back here after being gone for a long time, everything's the same. Food's the same. People are the same. Customers are the same. So, and we like to get the new ones, too. Don't get me wrong. But it feels like home.
Sure does. It does to us, too. Just to be back here, like you said, Jim.
I'll throw it to John or Jody for a final thought reminder. This is TalkNorth.com. We appreciate you listening. Thanks again to our producer, Brandon Morton, who set up this whole show out here. Thanks to everyone who showed up. We do appreciate your presence. Any other final thoughts, either John or Jody?
I will talk about Jim Muckenhorn, who's sitting here watching us, a guy I've known a
long
time.
You're embarrassing, aren't you?
No, I'm not. He is so instrumental in adapted sports in Minnesota. At the board meeting yesterday, I don't know if you know this, Rich Matter talked about you. We were going through all the recent state tournaments, and he just talked to the board about how none of this happens without Jim Muckenhorn and all his work on behalf of these kids and these adapted sports. So that's my final thought. I thought he might walk in here. He'd said something on Twitter not too long ago. I'm hoping to see you, Jim. It's good to see you.
Good stuff. Jody, any final thoughts?
Yes, I do have a final thought. If you happen to see us out on the road with the food truck, go to the back of the food truck and you will find the likeness of John Millay on the back of our truck.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, including the Talk North logo as well as the Preps Today logo. But you'll find his likeness for John's Journal on the back of our truck. Get a picture with it and tag us in it, so we can see that you've been out on the road with us and John in the food truck.
And I will say, I am much better looking in cartoon form than in real life. There's no doubt.
And if you want to know where we're at,
we
are at pizzabarnprinceton.com. And if you drop down the food truck menu, you'll see where we'll be at and around Minnesota. So you can find the truck, find his likeness, snap a picture, and share it with all of us.
And people can request a booking on there.
They can.
Right?
Yeah. And that email comes right to me, so I can check our calendar and see if we can help you out.
Perfect. Well, thank you for the hospitality, Jody. We always appreciate it. We'll do this as regularly as we can because we like coming over here. Thanks, John, for coming up here. Thanks to Brandon. Thank you all. We appreciate it.